number 11,314, Noreen Weston, north of Road 544, Hearns Pond Road, approximately 210 feet east of Road 546, Conrail Road. Tax map ID is District 331, map 3, parcel 127.04, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Noreen Weston, 7235, Hearns Pond Road, Seaford.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Okay, you're wanting to enlarge your daycare to go to nine children?
Yes, sir.
And how many have at the present time, ma'am?
Six.
Six? Okay, and what are your hours of operation going to be?
From 6:30 to 9:30.
Is that just Monday through Friday?
Yes, no weekends.
I'm sorry?
No weekends.
No weekends?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the age of those children?
Eight weeks till seven.
Eight weeks?
Eight weeks.
Eight weeks?
That's 2 months. Two months to 7 years old.
Yeah, good for you, man.
To seven years.
7 years.
7 years. Okay, are there any further questions for members of the board? We'll start down here with Mr. Mills.
How was it, has there been any effect, if any, positive, negative, with your existing daycare to the neighboring adjacent properties, or?
No.
Okay, and you don't foresee that there would be any with additional children?
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
And you stated your hours are 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.?
Yes.
Is that what they currently are?
Yes.
Okay, so nothing's changing on that to affect the surrounding communities, okay?
Okay. Mr. Rickers?
No questions.
And I, again, Mr. Galloway, have no further questions.
Just have a couple, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
The area that you have, what's in the neighborhood? Is it residential, commercial? What do you have next door?
It's a home behind me, but nobody's there. And across from me is the Delaware Electric, where they come fix the electric thing is.
Substation.
Substation.
Yes, that's what that is.
And do you have adequate parking for folks to come pick their children up?
Yes.
And is there a playground area or anything in the back of the yard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is it fenced in?
Not yet, working on it.
You plan on fencing that in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about, have you had any, you'd said you had no problems with any of your neighbors, so no noise complaints or anything like that?
No.
And you're going to be working with the state agencies for all your necessary approvals and permits and whatnot to operate that?
Yes.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested, and there has not been testimony to the contrary, that the requested use would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, so I make a motion, we approve case number 11,314.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,314. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,314 is approved.